The Deseret Book Audio Library presents Six Events, The Restoration Model for Solving Life's Problems by Stephen R. Covey. Read for you by the author. And now, Stephen R. Covey.
Six Events, The Restoration Model for Solving Life's Problems by Stephen R. Covey. Preface. This is the first book in more than 20 years that I have written specifically for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Although the principles it contains have a broader application, it focuses on the sequence of events unique to the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. Many Latter-day Saints who are acquainted with my national market books and seminars have expressed admiration for how I teach gospel principles in my professional work, as if I had some kind of hidden agenda. I always answer that I have no hidden agenda, that the principles I teach in those contexts can be found in all six major world religions. I make a sincere and sustained effort in all my professional writing and teaching to include nothing that is unique to my own religion. Basically, when I write to the world, I am teaching the universal, timeless, self-evident principles of integrity, kindness, service, fairness, continuous improvement, and so on. These principles, when lived, will lead any person or organization to greater effectiveness, peace, happiness, and contribution. But many of the greatest challenges, deepest desires, and richest opportunities in life and eternity can never be met by these principles alone. These require more principles, covenants, and ordinances on an entirely different level. Let me give an illustration of the difference between universal principles and the higher ones I'm describing. You'll find that most of the writing and speaking that has deeply influenced people for good includes the ideas of taking responsibility, exercising initiative, and becoming the creative force of your own life. Invictus, a poem by William Ernest Henley, sums up this theme in its last two lines. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. In somewhat of a rebuttal to this idea, Elder Orson F. Whitney of the Council of the Twelve wrote a poem titled, The Soul's Captain. It opens with these lines. Art thou in truth? Then what of him who bought thee with his blood? This poem teaches what the Apostle Paul taught about the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that we are not our own, that we are bought with a price. Therefore, we should look to the Lord as the captain of our soul. Now, that is a higher level of teaching, a different level of understanding. All juxtapose these two poems side by side. As you listen to them both, you can begin to sense the difference. Look inside yourself and see what impact each of them has upon your mind and your heart and your spirit. Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. And now the poem from The Soul's Captain by Orson F. Whitney. Art thou in truth? Then what of him who bought thee with his blood, who plunged into devouring seas and snatched thee from the flood, who bore for all our fallen race what none but him could bear, that God who died that man might live and endless glory share. Of what avail thy vaunted strength apart from his vast might? Pray that his light may pierce the gloom, that thou mayest see aright. Men are as bubbles on the wave, as leaves upon the tree. Thou, captain of thy soul, forsooth, who gave that place to thee? Free will is thine, free agency, to will for right or wrong. But thou must answer unto him to whom all souls belong. Bend to the dust that head unbowed, small part of life's great whole, and see in him and him alone the captain of thy soul. I do believe that the principles illustrated in Invictus can lead a person to the higher ones taught in the soul's captain. As we read in Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 46 to 48, the Spirit giveth light to every man that cometh into the world, and the Spirit enlighteneth every man through the world that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit. And every one that hearkeneth to the voice of the Spirit cometh unto God, even the Father. And the Father teacheth him of the covenant, which he has renewed and confirmed upon you. In this book, I desire to go beyond the universal. I want to discuss ideas that can lead us to the kind of life that God and Christ live. I do so with respect for the many readers whose beliefs will differ from my own, but without apology for sharing as much as I can of concepts that can have eternal consequences for our hearts and souls.